Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Did you ever wonder what would it be like if somebody went into your Google search history and just read the things you put in there?
Oh, boy, that could be embarrassing.
The one thing I searched this past weekend is, why do I keep crying all the time? I don't understand what is happening to me. I have never been a crier. I mean, I used to have like a reputation amongst my friends as like cold and dead inside because I would be like emotionless. I just be like, you know, I mean, I'm a compassionate person, but I just wouldn't cry. It wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
Lately, I cry all the time. I cry all the time, and I can't quite figure it out. I did some research in my Google search. Turns out, in some cases, if you cry more easily, it has to do with fatigue, stress, and sleep deprivation. Yes. Having children can also make you cry more. Mm. Check that box a couple times. And they're saying hormonal changes in aging men make them more emotional. So, Raven, if you've been crying, that's why, too.
Well, I was absolutely wiped out yesterday. I did cry yesterday unexpectedly.
Did you?
Yeah. So I was watching, we finally get through the day, going to watch some television before we go to bed, and we find the new Bill Burr movie on Netflix. If you're not familiar with Bill Burr, comedian, very funny guy, very crass. Very, you know, kind of over the edge, you know, over the top. And the movie is the same, but yet it had these heartfelt lessons in there and, like, you know, real emotion, too. In between, like, terrible, terrible language, stuff that you would not play around most people. And I found myself tearing up at one point.
Yeah.
Welling up. The moment with his son that he had to change his life.
Welling up, though, is not like what I did.
No, I mean they were out the corners of the eyes, but I told my wife it was allergies.
Oh, I sobbed.
Yeah.
So, okay,
that's different.
My niece asked me to be her sponsor for her confirmation.
Yeah.
And I guess I just didn't think about the fact that I was going to have to give a speech afterwards.
Yes.
At the dinner. So I'm there, and I don't really have anything planned, but obviously I can talk from the heart because, one, this is what I do for a living, and, two, I love her so much. I was like, the words would just come out.
No, it's so hard when you love them.
Oh, I got up behind her with my glass of wine to make the toast.
Yes.
I could not get a word out.
Sorry, was it my brother's wedding?
I just like heaving, crying. And she like looked over, you know, she's 14. She like looked over her shoulder.
Get a hold of
like,
yourself.
Zia, you all right? I just love you so much. I feel so special. And now, because I'm crying, my mom is crying.
Oh,
my aunts are crying.
Right.
My cousins cry. Everybody's crying, you know? Ava, when did you just start crying unexpectedly?
So I went with my grandfather to do a tour of the middle school that he went to, and the principal saw us on property and like gave us a tour inside the school. And then we went inside the classes, and the principal introduced my grandfather, and the students started, they stood up and started clapping for my grandfather, and I just started bawling. I was like so touched. I probably looked crazy, but it was just like, I don't know. It was just so heartwarming seeing these young kids like clap for one of the like, original students that went there. Like, I don't know. It was like 70 years ago.
I would have cried, too.
It's a nice moment.
Thank you.
I mean, it sounds like a beautiful town, Pleasantville, America. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of
it was beautiful.
Couple of
it was
towns like, that I grew up in, they'd be like, get out of here, old man. I'll bust your hip. One of them kids would have thrown something at me from aisle two.
It's terrible. I love that the whole class stood up and applauded him. That's just what a special moment.
Very
that is.
Moving, yeah.
Yes.
No question. And now you're it the was, weird lady that's crying in the corner.
Hmm. Absolutely.
Linda.
I just inexplicably cry at parades for some unknown reason. It probably goes back to one time I was at a Memorial Day parade and they had a few old, really old veterans in a car. They were too old to march. So they were in a car. So I don't know, I just must have felt bad. But now it seems like any parade. I could go to St. Patrick's Day parade. As long as I hear the bagpipes, there they go.
That's funny.
So weird. I mean, you never know what's going to trigger it. You have no clue.
I know.
It's wild.
Imagine every time you go to a parade, you just start crying.
People will be like, what's wrong with that person?
James, how about you? When did you unexpectedly start crying?
Okay, I looking back, I think it's funny, but it's kind of weird maybe. So I was like watching something on HBO, and like before the show started, there was a trailer for the television show Girls, and I just started crying because I was like, why? And I looked over to my girlfriend, and I was like, why are they so mean to each other? And that was just the only time. I don't know why that just made me cry. I was just like, why can't they just be friends? They all look like they want to be friends.
That's next level. Like, you didn't even cry during the show or a movie. You cried at the trailer.
Right.
They, like, literally compacted all the emotions in 2 minutes.
Sometimes the best scenes, right? It's only a few seconds that it, you know, comes to that apex right there. That's all it takes. And sometimes the best scenes are in the trailer. Gave you all you needed from Girls.
Maggie, when did you unexpectedly start crying?
I was watching a dance performance. I unexpectedly started crying when I was watching ballet and just started crying.
Oh, I get that. First of all, if it's one of my daughter's dance recitals, I will cry. I'm just so proud and so excited. And when I'm watching Dancing with the Stars, if it's a very emotional dance, 100%. I'll cry for that, too.
What constitutes a very emotional dance on Dancing with the Stars?
Contemporary.
Okay.
It's a contemporary dance, there's emotion, and there's meaning behind it, and I'm deciphering it, and it's like reading a good novel that you have to read into it. Oh, I cry.
Let me ask, Maggie, were you at some show-stopping, amazing Broadway performance? Were you at an emotional, expressive, contemporary dance at Dancing with the Stars? Your daughter's recital, or was just this a random ballerina that you saw somewhere doing some dance somehow at some time?
I wish I could say it was my daughter. It was a random ballerina.
It's just somebody else's kid who doesn't have a great pirouette. Let's be real, all right? And you were just caught up in the moment and started crying. I get it. Sometimes you randomly cry.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
I doubt it, but you know what? I mean, again, it struck you, so that's good.
It gets me every time. I can't even explain it. Mike, how about you? When did you unexpectedly start crying?
Well, most recently, while watching the movie A Million Miles Away, not to give out too much, this is a great movie. It's about a migrant farm worker who ends up going to space and an astronaut. And right at that moment that he got the call up to go, I just started bawling. My wife was looking at me funny. So, yeah, that was a little unexpected for me.
Astronauts in space does it for me every time. Interstellar. Oh, lots of tears.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.